tensions are rising in the most serious East-West confrontation since the collapse of the Soviet Union, with Russia starting massive military drills near its border with Ukraine. While NATO forces are involved in similar activities in several Eastern European countries. The developments follow reports that as many as 7 pro-Russian separatists have died in clashes with Ukrainian security forces in the eastern part of the country. Stefan Boss has this report.
As many as 40,000 Russian troops are believed to participate in Moscow's massive show of force just outside Ukraine's borders. Moscow says they are military exercises in response to what it calls Ukraine's escalating operations against pro-Russian separatists who want to join Russia. And the Kremlin has warned that the movements are also in response to a decision by the NATO military alliance to boost its number of troops in Eastern Europe, including in the Baltic states, Lithuania, Latvia, and Estonia, as well as in Poland, which borders Ukraine. Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu has defended Moscow's decision to send tanks as close as 8 kilometers from Ukraine's borders. If this military machine is not stopped, he says, it will lead to greater numbers of dead and wounded. The Russian minister adds, planned exercises by NATO forces in Poland and the Baltic countries do not foster normalization of the situation surrounding Ukraine either. Already, 5 NATO warships took part in a battle stations exercise on the waters off the Baltic Sea. Yet, amid the turmoil, Ukraine's interim government has reportedly suspended, at least partially, what it calls an anti-terrorist operation against pro-Russian separatists following deadly clashes between those armed men and Ukrainian security forces. Ukrainian officials claim they have dismantled several illegal checkpoints, including around the eastern city of Sloviansk, as well as regaining control of at least one government building in the port city of Mariupol. Western observers say well-armed Ukrainian special forces appear to be involved in what has been described as Ukraine's most serious battle since the latest crisis began, following the ouster of its pro-Russian president, Viktor Yanukovych. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.